Hey, good morning. It's Patricia Murphy. It's Tuesday. This is Seattle Now. After 3 years, The Stranger has a new print edition. Their quarterly arts and performance magazine is here for spring. Stranger arts editor Megan Selly is here to explain why a print edition is back now and what you can look forward to seeing inside. But first, let's get you caught up. Another round of layoffs at Amazon. This time, 9,000 employees will lose their jobs. That brings the total number to 27,000 layoffs at the company since November. This time around, Amazon Web Services, advertising, human resources, and gaming streaming service Twitch will be in the mix. CEO Andy Jassy said the company is still determining precisely which roles will be cut. Some employees will know by mid to late April. The King County Council is scheduled to vote on whether or not to transfer about 50 people currently in county jails to a regional jail in Des Moines. The move is being proposed to help with staffing shortages. About a fifth of the correctional officer positions were vacant as of March 16th, according to the county. King County Councilmember Girmay Zilhalai told The Stranger, "The situation is a crisis." Publicola reports the ACLU of Washington sued King County over the conditions at the downtown jail last month. And research published in the scientific journal Nature, Ecology, and Evolution this week suggests that inbreeding is a huge problem for the population of southern resident killer whales. The paper says conservation efforts can often address outside factors like environmental dangers, but more needs to be done to address the genetic factors brought on by inbreeding, like shorter lifespan. In March 2020, a lot of things were shutting down due to the pandemic. It was also the last time The Stranger, known as Seattle's only newspaper, published a print edition.
And I remember there was a post from Christopher Frizzell, the editor at the time, saying, "We're hoping to come back. We're hoping that once all of this pandemic stuff kind of gets over," because we thought there was an end point at that point in time.
That's Megan Selig. She's the arts editor at The Stranger. Of course, we all know what happened. But as time passed, momentum built around the idea of bringing back hard copies of The Stranger.
And so, yeah, once we kind of started talking just a little bit on the DL to a variety of different people, they were all, "We're in, yes. We want you back in print as much as you guys want to be back in print." Obviously, a lot of the advertisers in The Stranger are culture, art, theater, performance-based businesses, restaurants, and so the economy is recovering enough for them to say, "Yes, we can buy an ad in this magazine. It will be in print. Let's make this happen."
So now, 3 years later, The Stranger Spring Arts and Performance Magazine is back. You can hold it in your hands. It was no small feat to do this while still regularly publishing online.
It really was. Every single person on staff had to do something to make this issue happen. But the enthusiasm just on the staff, like, there are so many people who are still at The Stranger who were around when we were in print, and they remember what that was like. We no longer had the distribution team that we had then. Like, now we have one person that's delivering it all one at a time. So there was some organizational stuff that had to happen too. But I think the adrenaline and the enthusiasm of getting back into print kind of drove us through those darker days of like, oh no, there's still so much left to do.
Megan Selig, it takes more than enthusiasm and adrenaline to do anything, let alone undertaking a print operation. Nationally, we're losing about 2 newspapers a week right now. How are you thinking about the risks and cost of returning to print editions?
We're taking it publication by publication. So we started with this one with no promises of if there was more to come. This was sort of an experiment. Let's hope that we can do more, but let's see how this goes. This one did well enough to where we are planning to do one in the summer as well. So look for that. And then also one in the fall. We're not going to be back into weekly print or even bi-weekly print at this point. Financially, that's just not feasible. We don't have the staff to maintain that kind of workload either. But if people read it, if they like it, if word gets out that people want it here to stay, that will be very helpful to us in knowing whether or not it's worth it to keep going.
Yeah, you know, it's great that the advertising came through for you and you could make this happen. So many news outlets no longer print the news. Is there still a place for printed media right now?
I think there is. Like, it's just so special. And I think once people pick up a copy and remember what print media feels like, especially with like an alt weekly or an arts sort of more creative publication. The thing that's so funny, so there's a piece in the A&P magazine where I interview David Schmader. He was a former, he did that Last Days column in The Stranger that was just wildly popular. This spring, he's releasing a new book called Filmlandia. He watched every single movie filmed in the Pacific Northwest, almost 200 films. One of the things that I asked him in our interview, obviously, is he is celebrating the film industry in the Pacific Northwest at a time when Grand Illusion's lease is almost up, the Cinerama has been empty for how long now? The film industry is taking a lot of hits, and I asked him, like, what do you see happening with this? Are people still gonna go to movies? And he had the best answer. He pointed out, like, somehow along the way, we have returned to listening to radio programs as our form of entertainment. And it's so true. Like, podcasts are people's new shows, you know? And so I think it is true what goes around comes around. And I think that's true with pop culture and the way that we absorb content and everything. And so I was like, you're right. People are going to want to go to a coffee shop, get a cup of coffee, whatever, and flip through The Stranger, you know? And just like, I used to love doing that every Wednesday or Thursday, depending on what day it came out, you know? I think people are going to realize they missed that.
There really is something, though, about a hard copy of a newspaper. The smell, the feel, it really brings you back to something that doesn't totally exist in a lot of areas anymore.
Yeah. It's funny you say the smell. We had a launch party last week. One of the freelancers had picked it up and just held it up to her face, held it up to her nose and inhaled. And for a second, I was like, what are you doing? And then she was like, oh, I forgot about that smell. And I had too. I forgot. I mean, it's just, there's stuff you can't do online that print can do. There are some really beautiful two-page spreads in there. I missed having that. Like, you can see this gorgeous photography. There's a ceramicist featured in there. Her name is Emily Counts. She makes these stunning, in some cases, life-size sculptures of women that have inspired her, but they have like mouths where eyes should be and crowns made of thorns and flowers, and they're beautiful. And to describe them is one thing. And Jazz Kemig wrote that story, and they did a wonderful job describing Emily's work. But to be able to read Jazz's words while also having the images right there, all on this beautiful newspaper spread, it's so different than reading it online and reading and having to like scroll back up to see the picture they're talking about.
Totally, totally. It's a whole vibe. And there's even a maze and a crossword in the back. There's a very tactile experience you can have here. Why is this so important to our city right now? I know you talked about the arts getting back to where they were pre-pandemic or trying to. Why is this so important for our city?
I think the physical presence of it reminds people that art is happening. Like, if you're walking down the street, you might see a flyer. You might see a marquee that says, you know, a concert that's coming up. If you're not leaving your house, though, like so many people of us aren't as much. If we're working from home, we're getting groceries delivered. There are a lot of people who have gotten really used to that at-home experience. If you pick this up while you're out and about and then just leave it at your house, I think even if you're not really thinking about something to do, you might glance at it on your coffee table and be like, wait, what is going on this weekend? I'm hoping that it kind of reinvigorates the art scene even more than it's already happening, because artists have been working the past 3 years to make stuff happen. And now more than ever before, they're putting that out for the public to enjoy. And I really hope that it kind of bridges the gap that I feel like still sort of exists between the artist and the consumer. The more we go out to galleries and theater performance and concerts, the more they're going to be able to play, the more those people are going to be able to stay open. And it's just a big, you know, like, it's a big circle of life, which is cheesy to say, but maybe even learn about something they wouldn't have learned about otherwise. You can discover something different. And I think that's one of the things I'm really hoping it does by just being present in the city.
Fantastic, Megan. I will really look forward to my edition of the Spring Arts and Performance issue. Where can I pick it up right now?
There are so many places that are going to have it. Like I said, it's a one-man operation to distribute it. But we're going to be in all of the major neighborhoods in Seattle, the U District, Capitol Hill, the International District. It's going to be in West Seattle, White Center. Look for it at a lot of theaters, a lot of galleries, coffee shops where you used to pick up The Stranger. You can find that. But it's also going to be over on the east side. Some art galleries over there are going to carry it. And it's going to be up north and down south a little bit too. So we're actually going to publish a list of everywhere somebody can pick it up at thestranger.com, just because you're not the first person to have that question.
Megan Selig, really appreciate your time. Congratulations on the Spring Arts and Performance edition of The Stranger.
Thank you. I'm so excited it's in print. Like, I just kind of get giddy about it.
Megan Selig is the arts editor at The Stranger. Thanks for listening to Seattle Now, and thanks to our newest donors, Alex, Akansha, Mindy and Zoe in Seattle, Fran in Port Orchard, and Martha in Mount Vernon. Today's episode was produced by Brooklyn Jamerson Flowers. The show is also produced by Caroline Chamberlain Gomez, Claire McGrain, Vaughn Jones, Jenny Cecil Moore, and Brandy Fullwood. Matt Jorgensen does our theme music. Seattle Now and KUOW Public Radio are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Patricia Murphy. See you tomorrow. Thank you.